Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my commute to work, I drive and I talk. So hopefully by the time you hear this, there'll be a backlog of podcasts published all on the same day. I know I talked, I think it was yesterday's episode, that I had some podcasts that I was going to upload that I've recorded prior, and I just haven't had the chance to do it. They're all recorded. They're sitting on my phone. It's just a matter of me uploading them, and today I will upload them. There should be no excuse why I can't do that today, so we will have those uploaded. Last night I didn't get up to a lot. That seems to be what I say every time I talk about what I got up to. My son had baseball practice. It was very hot outside, and I'm doing my best to try and stay out of the sun. Just because with my Remicade treatment for my Crohn's disease, they say it's not good to be exposed directly in the sun. And there have been a few times over the past couple of years where I felt like almost sick. I don't know how to, I don't know if it was like a sunstroke kind of feeling, but just being out in the sun just kind of left me a little nauseous. And I had to kind of lay down and, not fun. So it was a bit of a challenge trying to stay out of the sun yesterday while watching my son play baseball, but I did my best and, I was feeling fine last night, so that was good. The upside is I do work in an office, which is inside, and it's cool and it's air conditioned, so these hot days don't really affect me too much until I get home. So when we got home from baseball, I kind of scrounged some dinner up from leftovers that we had. And my wife and I, we've been watching season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. We really enjoyed the first season. It was a great premise for a story where, a new girl at school basically gets bullied into committing suicide. And, before she dies, she records, 13 cassette tapes that, she delivers to 13 different people, basically describing, "You are the 13 reasons why I killed myself." I thought as season 1 ended, all the tapes were kind of listened to, so I was kind of like, how are they going to continue this story? Is that going to even be any good? And so far it's been really good. So they're kind of doing the courtroom. The mom's kind of taking the school to court as someone to blame for the reason that her daughter killed herself. And you start to unravel further truths in the story, which has been kind of fascinating. And yeah, I thought season 2 would be a bit of a stretch, and I was thinking after like the second episode, like, you guys are just trying to milk this thing, but the writers did a good job of kind of expanding on that story. The only one thing that my wife and I kind of agreed that seemed a little silly was the character that killed herself in the first season. She makes these, like, appearances as like a ghost or a spirit. And then she starts talking to the lead character, which it's just a little weird. I don't know. Like, I could see, like, if he kind of saw her because he was thinking about her a lot, because he was in love with her, that would be a thing. But to have, like, full-blown conversations, it seems a little, I don't know, it takes you out of kind of the realness of the story. And, that part's kind of, it's not a huge part of the show, but when it happens, you kind of have to suspend your beliefs there a little bit. The other thing is, like, my high school upbringing didn't have like a tenth or even a percent of the drama that these kids face. It's kind of a very exaggerated look at high school life. It's like everything that you could think that could go wrong with these kids does, and it's almost like adult problems for teenagers, but who am I to say? I mean, I guess that's just from my own perspective. I'm sure kids out there deal with a lot of heavy stuff, but it does seem like these kids are dealing with a lot, and the show covers a lot. And I think it's probably a real portrayal of kind of the extremes that kids can go through these days, which I wouldn't want to wish on anybody. The show deals obviously with suicide. There's talk of rape and some other pretty sensitive subjects like addiction and the like. And the show does give you a little warning before you start. If you're struggling with any of these things, you know, here's who to contact or where to go, which I think is a really responsible position for the show to take. But yeah, that'll conclude today's episode. Hopefully when you hear this, there's about 4 episodes that need to be uploaded. So, I will upload those and we'll get back to a regular upload record schedule tomorrow. All right, take care.